This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas, live in Denver. The Aspen Acres fire in southern Colorado continues to grow even after firefighters contained more of it over the weekend. It's burned more than 98,000 acres. Some residents of Beulah and Wetmore were allowed to return home today, but authorities are urging people to be safe as the water and power remain out in many areas. Meanwhile, CDOT says southbound I-25 has reopened near Monument after a small grass fire closed the highway there earlier today. Right now, the two right lanes remain closed with a 30-minute delay possible in that area. Colorado will soon house another 1,200 immigrant detention beds northeast of Denver. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The new ICE detention facility was announced by GEO Group to its shareholders early Monday. The facility will be in a former prison in Hudson. The GEO Group will lease an existing building. Immigrant activists say this comes after almost a year of non-transparency from the federal government and Hudson town officials. The ACLU of Colorado sued the Department of Homeland Security for not giving over public documents related to this expansion. There is a 1,500-person ICE detention facility in Aurora that is nearly full. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
In Mesa County, the overdose reversal drug naloxone is having an impact. Nearly 2 years, the country launched an overdose prevention program setting up kiosks to make naloxone available for free. Its health department says more than 9,000 doses have already been distributed. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 4:06.